It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up on Wisconsin Life, we hit the trails for a look at cross-country skiing here in the state.
First, we're talking about drones. Yesterday, the Federal Aviation Administration proposed new regulations on commercial drone use, and President Obama issued an executive order that created standards for how the government addresses privacy concerns about drones.
The rule proposals have been a long time coming as companies like Amazon and other online retailers express interest in drone deliveries.
Here to talk about these new regulations is Gregory S. McNeil. He's a professor of law and public policy at Pepperdine University, a commentator for Forbes, and a drone expert. Greg, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, take us through these new rules proposed by the FAA. What did they decide?
So these new rules are actually really forward-thinking, which is something that many observers were afraid the FAA wouldn't do. People were afraid that the FAA was going to keep drones grounded, and instead they've embraced the technology and found a way to speed them into the national airspace. And so their proposed rules, they're going to undergo 60 days of public commentary, and then it might take up to a year or two to finalize the rules and implement them. What they allow are for people to operate small drones, that's 55 pounds and less, in the national airspace, so long as they keep them below 500 feet in altitude, operate them safely, and complete a bunch of administrative requirements, like a licensing requirement, register the aircraft, make sure that they can see the aircraft at all points in time, those types of things. And so it's actually a pretty exciting set of rules for people who are enthusiasts and are hopeful about the commercial applications of drones.
Now, these proposed rules from the FAA have been described as long awaited. How long have these proposed rules been under consideration?
You know, it's funny. It depends on how you measure it. Congress got into the act in 2012, and in the FAA Modernization and Reform Act said, listen, FAA, you need to make rules by 2015 to integrate drones into the national airspace. You could start the measurement or start the clock at 2012, but actually for 4 or 5 years before that, people in the industry were saying, hey, how about some rules to allow us to fly these things? So at least 3 or 4 years, some might say longer than that. It's funny that they broke the rules on a Sunday of a 3-day weekend. It was sort of an odd way to make the announcement, and that's in part because of a leaked economic analysis of the regulations sort of forced the FAA's hand.
Right, and I understand you may have had something to do with that.
I did. I got a copy of the economic analysis online. Somebody actually tweeted it to me, and I started reading it, and it was maybe like midnight, and I was up till 2:30 in the morning writing about it and summarizing it once I realized what I had in my hands. And the economic analysis is fascinating because it weighs the costs and benefits, and it says there are far more benefits from this technology than costs. And one example that they use is that if these replace people who inspect cell phone towers and other electrical towers, you're looking at saving, I think there were 95 deaths in the last 4 years from people who fell from those towers. And so that the government places a value of $9 million per life. Mm. And so they say those are some costs that would be saved. And obviously, that's a little macabre, but the thought of saving those lives is just one way that they see the benefits of this technology.
Now, you said that you see this as an example of how the FAA is embracing drones and the technology and being very forward-thinking. One thing they did not do was allow retailers like Amazon. I think China's Alibaba was also interested in doing drone deliveries. And that so far is a no.
That's right. So the more complex operations that the type that Amazon wants to do are not yet authorized. And so the FAA's approach was to allow the maximum number of simple operations in the national airspace, and then they plan on revisiting more complex operations. So what's not allowed are beyond line of sight. So the operator has to be able to see the aircraft. So that takes it out of the equation for Amazon, who wants the drones to fly on their own autonomously beyond the line of sight of the operator. And it also takes off the table, one of the regulations that's taken off the table is flying at night, again, because of that line of sight issue. But in the document, which is about 200 pages, the FAA's notice for proposed rules, it states that as technology advances, they're willing to revise the regulations. And for example, if Amazon could prove that autonomous beyond line of sight flight is safe, or if sense and avoid technology comes that will allow you to fly at night without being able to see the aircraft.
Do you see this as something that could be, I don't know, is inevitable too strong a word?
It's not only inevitable, this is probably the biggest regulatory advancement in the history of aviation. I think, you know, 15 years from now, when we sit down and talk about this, we'll not only be older, but we'll be talking about, you know, ordering things that are delivered to your home within minutes from a drone. We might even be on 747s that aren't even flown with pilots on board. The pilots might be somewhere remote.
I don't know. That kind of blows my mind. I mean, you study this. Is that a game changer for you, too?
It's a total game changer. I mean, it's I'm so fortunate to be able to research in this area because every day there's some exciting new development. For example, I was at the Consumer Electronics Show in January, and last year everyone was talking about how sense and avoid, the ability of the drone to see obstacles and avoid them, was years off. And then the Intel CEO walked out on stage and demonstrated multiple drones that could see each other and avoid each other, fly through a forest on their own, never hitting a tree. It's think of what driverless cars are going to be like, the ability to see in 360 degrees at all points in time using sensors that never fall asleep, that never lack attention. And now apply that to aircraft, and that's the future that we're looking at. It's bold and exciting.
It's going to be a new world. And along with all of this progress with drones, there have been concerns, some of them about privacy. Now, President Obama issued an executive order related to drones yesterday as well. What did he say?
So President Obama segmented drones and privacy issues into two things. The way the federal government will handle them, which is mostly by referencing existing law and creating better standards for transparency and accountability, which I think many privacy advocates are happy about. And then for privately operated drones, he told the Department of Commerce to establish voluntary standards. And so if a company is operating a drone, they can say that they follow the voluntary standards that the Commerce's office, office is technically called the NTIA, those NTIA standards. And if a company says that they're following those privacy standards and they fail to do so, they can be liable for a lawsuit from the Federal Trade Commission. What's left out of the picture is all of the uses that might infringe on private property rights, trespass, privacy, and local law enforcement use. And that's where we're really going to see a lot of action that needs to happen at the state level. California right now has a pretty good bill on drone trespass, but it needs some revisions. But we're starting to see that type of action happen at the state and local level.
So do you think that what we've seen so far, including this executive order, keeping up with privacy concerns, is it keeping pace with the rate that drones are progressing and the way that they're going to be used in the future?
I do think so. I think that a lot of people who are fearful of the technology think that the laws are not keeping pace. But you have to remember that there's the possibility here that the technology will be more protective of privacy than manned aerial observations. And so, like, an example would be if the police go out in a helicopter to photograph a backyard of a bad guy, they'll also see the backyards of the neighbors. But if a drone goes out to take that photograph, the drone might be able to go out and photograph the suspect's backyard and not photograph the neighbor's backyard. So it might be more protective of privacy. So I think the pace that we're moving forward at is smart, not moving too quickly, but recognizing individual harms as they come up, creating local laws that regulate them without forcing us to lose the benefits of the technology. It's a careful balance, but I think we're getting it right so far.
Now, you said that there's a public comment period, 60 days, and that they probably won't be implemented, these rules, for another 1 to 2 years. Why so long?
Right. So after the 60 days of commentary, which you can do at the government's website called regulations.gov, the government then has to take account of all of those comments and make sure that they're carefully weighing the public input before finalizing the regulations and implementing them. The challenge is that this is an area of distinct public interest, from the advocates on one side to the privacy and safety people on the other side. And I think there was another rule that the FAA put out with regard to recreational use, and it garnered over 30,000 comments. And so the FAA has to sort through each of those comments. So that's what will slow the process down. But I think that, you know, I'm trying to be cautious by saying 1 to 2 years, because that's what the FAA said. It's possible that we might see these regulations implemented by the end of 2015. So maybe December of 2015.
And as they stand now, how do you think these rules will change the future of non-military drone use in the United States?
I think it's a pretty exciting time if you're a person who's into technology, into robotics, and you believe that technology can provide benefits. I think we'll start to find lots of ways that technology will revolutionize the world. So an example that the FAA uses in their economic analysis is that the our failing roads and bridges that President Obama frequently references. There are 45,000 bridges each year that can be inspected using a drone instead of a person. That provides safety benefits, but it also provides cost benefits to state and local government, where the person who would otherwise be under the bridge inspecting can now inspect more bridges with the drone and then spend their time analyzing whether or not the bridge can needs to be fixed. We'll also see benefits in environmental protection. Instead of using mass amounts of pesticides for agricultural purposes, we'll be able to use precise amounts of pesticides, thus preserving the environment. The estimates are that if you can save $5 an acre in pesticide costs, we'll be looking at billions of dollars a year that are saved, not to mention the environmental benefits from using fewer pesticides. And so it's just an exciting new world where there's a lot of potential out on the horizon.
Greg, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That was Gregory S. McNeil, professor of law and public policy at Pepperdine University, also a commentator for Forbes and a drone expert. He was with us to talk about the new proposed regulations for civilian drones from the FAA released yesterday.